brought to you by Penguin.
Breakthrough. How to think like a scientist, learn how to fail, and embrace the unknown. Written and read by me, Dr. Camilla Pang. I dedicate this book to my Chinese grandparents, who I loved beyond words. My late grandfather, Pang Chung Fook, who died in October 2023, and my late grandmother, Pang Su Ying, who died in July 2023. Introduction. I wasn't scared about turning 30 until the day it happened, and my father looked at me with a grin on his face. "You don't need training anymore," he said. This was it. I'd graduated, arriving at the moment where you blink three times and become a fully functioning adult, with the last pair of stabilizers removed from your bike. As a family, we survived the always interesting experience of my growing up with autistic spectrum disorder, ASD, in a world that often struggles to accommodate people who diverged from the norm. I'd made it through school, somehow, got the PhD, written a book, and even left the family home behind and started making my own. I was, unavoidably, grown up. None of this worried or intimidated me, except the comment that kept burrowing away in my head for days after the last of the cake was eaten. No more training. Because while I liked the idea of being a proper grown-up, which is what my dad had meant, I was scared by the thought that this might mean ceasing to discover new things. After a life spent hoovering up knowledge and trying to figure out every pattern and system that I could see and calling it living, was this it? Would my appetite for learning dwindle along with my metabolism? Would my ability to stay on the move mentally diminish as dramatically as my 5K times? The slight panic that ensued brought me back to the abiding source of comfort in my life. Back to science. As I wrote in my memoir, Explaining Humans, science was my saviour during the formative years of my life. In a world that made little or often no sense to my autistic brain, I found my way using science. Like the cold side of a pillow, I sought sweet relief in the certainties of science's theories and laws when human behaviour seemed completely fuzzy, defined by a relentless ambiguity that filled my head with static and my cheeks with hot frustration. That remains the case today, but as I have turned my childhood love of the subject into a professional career, my relationship with science has also evolved. While I once comforted myself with solid proofs and laws, I increasingly recognise that things are not so clear-cut. There are also anomalies, exceptions, and outlier examples that the rules of science can't explain. Theories evolve and eventually get improved upon or displaced. New ideas cast doubt upon what we thought we knew, as well as opening up fresh angles of exploration. And sometimes, as we will see, new worlds and even universes. As I completed my PhD research in protein structures and started working in machine learning, mostly while listening to Ella Fitzgerald, I found that science isn't so much a boiled sweet to suck on, getting you closer and closer to the gooey centre, as candy floss that breaks apart between your teeth, equally sweet but a lot messier and more complicated, leaving you fiddling around with toothpicks for the rest of the day. I went from thinking of science as an armour I could wrap around myself to understanding that it is first and foremost a toolbox, a combination of knowledge, techniques, disciplines and attitudes that equip you to explore the world, rather than a fixed set of points on the map. Instead of lessening my love for science, this has simply increased it. Accepting the uncertainties inherent in science has only made me hungrier to discover more and cast my net wider. I have laboured over cell cultures, trying to produce proteins from the tiniest amounts of clear liquid, spent weeks studying cancer cells to see what the engineering of a single gene would achieve, and built computer models to explore patterns in the evolution of cancers and the spread of viruses. That is the joy of science in my life. It allows me both to explore a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?